River safety.
That's what's been discussed at a meeting today called by the police and crime commissioner Julian Mulligan. It's because of concerns of the number of people who have fallen foul to York's rivers, one of them the Foss, which is where I am now. On March the 2nd, 2014, 22-year-old Ben Clarkson went missing. I'm looking down at the river now. On one side near the road, there's iron bar railings. The other side, chain railings. Now, today, people are strolling along. They're having a lunch, just enjoying the sunshine. Over in front of me is Leyathorpe, where Ben lived. And an obvious route for him to take home would be straight down there. But his body was found on Foss Bank, near to the entrance with Sainsbury's. It's just further up this winding road along this quite thin path near the river. Ben's body was found on Friday evening. Away from the main road, I'm next to a bench at the side of the river where floral tributes have been left for Ben. A picture of Ben in a frame stands by a tree which is surrounded by a teddy bear of Tigger. Here by the River Foss, Pam Daniels lays a single red rose. Her son Christian fell into the same river 5 years ago.
Every time thinking, why is it happening? Something should be done. There should be something to make sure they get home safe.
While I've been walking around today, many people have been quite happy to give me their views on what they think should take place in order to keep the river safe.
Maybe just make people more aware of it and think, I won't have that extra drink, or I won't go near the river if I have been drinking.
It's your own responsibility. You should use your common sense.
Now, rewind 3 weeks, the same day Ben disappeared, and it was then that the body of student Megan Roberts was found in the River Ouse. A quick walk across town and I'm outside the Maltings, down by the Ouse where Megan was last seen. It's thought she fell into the river here after a night out with friends drinking. Her body was found at Acaston Malbis. In front is the river with railings, chain railings, similar to the ones that are next to the River Foss. If I go just over here and stand next to them, they're about leg height. Looking down towards the river, it's a steep drop. The River Ouse and the Foss, where I was earlier, will be at the centre of talks today, and I'm sure relatives and friends of those who have lost their loved ones in the rivers will be anxious to know the outcome of the summit today.